More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, fumbling faith. Are you struggling in your relationship with God or the church? Is someone you care about wrestling with their faith? Let us help. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Fumbling Faith. We're talking about our relationship with God, with the church, with our spiritual life. And we all struggle. I mean, this is part of the process, right? We tend to think that if we are struggling in any way in our spiritual journey, that's a sign that something is wrong or that we're failing. But that's not the case at all. It's the spiritual life is all about bringing all the different various parts of our life and relationships and self together. And that's hard work. And it's going to take some struggle. And it's going to take doubt and confusion and frustration and sometimes disappointment and all the rest. All the things we feel in any relationship. And we're here to help you walk through those struggles today on More to Life and find the grace to reconnect with God and the relationship He wants with you. 877-573-7825.
I do think it's interesting because for a lot of us, the one place in life where we can find those peaceful moments is with God. And so when it's not going that well, when we are struggling in some way, shape, or form, we have a tendency to say, okay, you know, either I blew it or God took a vacation or He's mad at me or whatever our brain is telling us. And we wouldn't do that in any other area of our lives. If we are trying to get in shape, we know we're not going to win an Olympic gold medal the first day we decide to, you know, lift our first 3-pound weight. We have to work up to things. We have to work through those times where maybe our exercise has caused us a torn ligament and we have to heal and then get back in. If we're in a relationship with somebody, we know we're going to hit bumps along the road because we're imperfect and we might have to work on it. In a job, we know we're going to have to learn brand new skills when we start a new job. It's part and parcel of it. But with God, because we can find such a sense of peace and rightness, when we don't feel it, it often feels so off kilter that we don't know what to do or even think that we should have to.
Well, sure. And look, and this is a good thing, what I'm about to say, but a lot of people, especially in the earlier stages of the spiritual walk, are drawn to God and the faith for comfort. And that's a good thing. God wants to comfort us. He wants to be that source of comfort in our
lives. He is our Father. And when we go to our parents when we're tiny, it's all about that comfort and that nurturing. It's only as we grow in that relationship, even with our own parents, that they expect something back from us, that we have to work out things.
And ultimately, being a Christian is about participating in God's family business of building building the kingdom. That's what confirmation's all about, right? Where baptism is about getting God's family name of Christian, and the Eucharist is about being able to sit at the table of the Lord. Ultimately, confirmation is about joining God's family business and building the kingdom. And again, building the kingdom is bringing all the different parts of our life together, making our relationships healthier and holier. And that's a lot of work, and sometimes it's not a source of comfort or joy. And if you are struggling in your relationship with God or the church, or if someone you care about is wrestling with their faith, you're younger, teenage or adult child, a spouse, a family member or a friend, and you're not sure how to help them. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825.
And I want to invite all of those people who tuned into an EWTN station today because you're looking for that connection with God. So many of us have found our EWTN affiliates because we were hurting and we saw some bumper magnet, or we just tripped across it on Sirius or on our local, you know, radio, and we were like, I need to know that there's a God. I need to know what I'm supposed to do. All right, let me listen to this station and see. If you are one of those first-time listeners who is hurting, who is questioning in some way, we invite you to call in today. If you're a long-time listener and you're struggling and you're saying, oh, I never knew I was going to have to deal with this feeling or this thing regarding my faith in God, my family members' faith in God, my relationship with the church, we are here for you today. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
And tell us, are you going through a season where prayer feels like talking to the ceiling? Maybe you're experiencing stumbling blocks in your faith journey because you've been hurt by someone in your parish or something that's happened in the church. Maybe you've been carrying anger at God over something that you feel that he allowed to happen. Or maybe you feel guilty for something you've done and you're wondering if God could ever forgive you. Maybe it's your spouse or your teen or your parent or someone else who's close to you, who's pulling away from the faith or not sure how they feel about God, and you don't know whether to push or pull back or just stay quiet. Whatever the spiritual challenge is that you are facing, we want to help you overcome those spiritual obstacles in the way to help your faith flourish. 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. If you're wondering where God is, how you can hear him, how you can reconnect with him, how you can resolve those just challenges that you're facing in your relationship with God and the church, we're here for you. Every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And, you know, when St. John Paul was Pope, he asked a huge question. Basically, he said, you know, if we take a look at everything God's given us, Scripture, creation, salvation history, really all of it, what universal principles could we discern about God's plan for living a more abundant life and having healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what people now call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that faith isn't a collection of spiritual practices that we tack on to our lives. It's the path to real life. Faith is the process by which God draws us back into the intimate communion we should have with him, with others, and with our own best selves, so that we can live the abundant life we were created for. Of course, the fall tore up that blueprint for that abundant life, but faith is how God helps us heal and put all the pieces back together. Of course, reassembling the most complicated puzzle in the universe is going to take some friction along the way to finally put it back together.
Well, and that's why spiritual struggles, the doubts, the anger, the confusion, the seasons where prayer feels hollow or church feels pointless, aren't a sign that something is wrong with your faith or that you're failing as a Christian. In fact, they're often the sign that real faith work is happening. So, for instance, when a machine, right, is doing serious work, it tends to generate heat. And within healthy limits, that's not a malfunction. That's just an evidence of effort. Well, spiritual growth works the same way. You know, the question isn't whether you'll hit seasons of struggle. The question is, what do you do when that heat rises?
Well, in that case, two things matter most. First, keep going. Don't abandon your spiritual practices just because they feel dry. When we stop praying because prayer feels empty, we end up having to rebuild from scratch later, which only makes the pain last longer. Second, Be honest with God about whatever the struggle is. Don't hold back. The divine physician can't get into wounds that we don't share with him because he gives us that free will to either share with him or not. And third, stay open to doing things differently. For instance, dive a little deeper into Scripture. Try a new form of prayer. Seek out a mature mentor or spiritual director. Recognize that the spiritual tools that got you this far might not be the tools that get you to the next place.
And of course, if someone you love is the one who's struggling, well, the most important thing you can do is stay close without necessarily trying to fix the struggle or fix them. You know, resist the urge to just argue them back into the pew or back into prayer. Love them. Pray for them. Offer to pray with them. Be the kind of person whose faith is attractive because it makes you more patient, more joyful, more present. God is already working in their hearts. Your job is to make sure that door stays open and to be able to point the way when they're ready. But let's talk about how to make that work in your life and the life of those you love. 877-573-7825. Today's show titled Fumbling Faith. Are you struggling in your relationship with God or the church or some part of your spiritual journey? Is someone you care about, whether that's your kid, a younger, a teenager, or adult kid, a parent, a family member, friend, spouse, struggling with their faith? Let us help either way. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you with our spiritual struggles, with the challenges that we face in our relationship with you and with your church. We bring to you our frustrations, our disappointments, our doubts, the times when we feel angry with you, the times when we're confused or we struggle to feel your presence or hear your voice or receive your forgiveness or grace. We just bring it all to you, Lord, and we ask you to teach us how to relate to those struggles in ways that help us find you, pull the different pieces of ourselves together, the different parts of our lives together. Help us to persevere, even when things seem dry. Help us to be honest with you and open to your direction. Help us to know that you are never silent and that you are always present, always walking with us. And help us to find you in the middle of those doubts and challenges so that we can continue to walk the way you would have us walk and find the peace and connection with you that we were created for. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in the name of the
Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Fumbling Faith. We're talking about those faith struggles, those spiritual struggles, the times when we're having a hard time either finding God, hearing his voice, knowing what he wants, discerning what to do, or when someone you care about is wrestling with their faith. 877-573-7825.
Greg, I have an email here that came in from Dan in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It says, my 17-year-old son told us recently that he doesn't believe in God anymore. He doesn't want to go to Mass. My wife cried. I didn't know what to say, so I said something about respecting our household rules, which was probably the worst possible response. He's a good kid. He's not rebellious or angry. He just says none of it makes sense to him. I've been trying to have calm conversations about it, but he shuts down the second he thinks I'm trying to convince him of something. My brother told me to just give him space, but I'm terrified that if I back off now, I'm giving him permission to walk away for good. How do I stay connected to my son's heart without either pushing him further away or pretending I'm fine with this? And that's Dan in Milwaukee.
Dan, thank you so much for the question. And, you know, this is something that resonates for a lot of parents. So faith evolves through different stages. And adolescence represents a shift from what we might call the story and structure stage of faith to the relationship stage. And what I mean by that is kids, say up to about 10 or 11 years old, are happy to kind of learn Bible stories or stories of the lives of the saints. They like, you know, kind of playing the role of the altar server or reading at Mass or doing the grown-up faith things, right? But when they hit adolescence, those stories and structures are the bones that we need to put flesh on. And the flesh is relationship. Because the challenge that we face in adolescent faith is, how does this faith help me find my place in the world and build healthy relationships with people? And very often, that transition from that one stage to the next is a little fraught. because for a lot of different reasons. I mean, the most common reason is that, you know, as parents, we tend to face those decisions that teens encounter with a lot of rules. You know, don't hang out with that person. Don't do those things. Don't be part of those groups. Be careful over there. And we always often root those cautions in our faith. So to our teens, faith can start to seem like an obstacle to happy relationships and a happy life. And so I don't know that that's what your son is going through, but there's clearly something there that he is struggling with to move from that one stage to the other. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is because, rather than seeing this as a crisis, I want you to see this as an opportunity. You
know,
as we were saying in the reflection, the fact that he's asking these questions, the fact that he's doubting, the fact that he's this is part of an emerging adult faith. He needs to understand why he does these things. What does he believe? How does it relate to his life? And when he's saying to you, none of it makes sense to him, what he's saying is, I don't really understand how this applies to where I'm at and what I'm doing, which is a great opportunity for you to have conversations about that. But in order to get there, you have to really adopt a listening posture. You're scared, as any parent would be, when they hear their kid say, I don't believe anymore, or I don't want to go to church anymore. But what you really need to be doing is kind of backing up and saying, look, you do have to go to church, and we will have to have these conversations, but really I want to listen to where you're at. And the reason why I'm saying he needs to go to church, that's not the solution. That's the opportunity. Because if I have a problem with you, right, Dan, if let's say you and I were at odds, and I just avoided you, we'd never work out the issue.
No, the chasm would grow and grow and grow.
At the same time, somebody just forcing me to hang out with you wouldn't work either, right? Because I just resent it. But if somebody said, hey, you really need to go hang out with Dan, and that's just the right thing to do, go make it happen, like, fine, I'll go talk to Dan. But then I actually work it out with you, and we walk through a process, well, then we can heal the relationship. So the answer isn't forcing the kid to go to church. The opportunity is requiring him to go and framing it in terms of that relationship. Look, you've got a lot of questions. That's important. That's actually a good thing. It means that you're trying to figure out what you believe and whether any of this stuff that we've been teaching you makes sense to you moving forward, and you know what you want to take with you and what you might want to leave behind. And you know, that's always scary for moms and dads, but it's good for you to sort that out, and I want to be part of you having a grown-up faith. So tell me where you're at. Like, when did it stop making sense to you? What things are going on in your life or your friend's life where you feel like maybe faith doesn't make sense or it doesn't matter? Have you, you know, tell me about your relationship with God. I mean, have you ever felt his presence? Do you ever hear him talking to you? How do you think of God and how do you relate to him?
I find that even works in the easiest ways, even when we secularize things. So one of the things that we've picked up as a family through a very secular source years ago in a class that one of our kids was taking is, at the beginning of the class, they would have circle time. And so all the kids could get to know each other, they would talk about the thorns and the roses of that week. And just what went right, what went wrong. And even doing something like that at dinner, where then when the good things happen, we can really talk about, well, thank God for that he really showed up. If your kid went through something a little bit rougher, you start to know that, and you can pray for it very briefly. You can be there for him. So you're sort of attaching his life through that simple exercise to a spiritual life, to your prayer life, to the fact that God exists in his life. And it can be really helpful to kind of crack open that door.
All right. So these are just the opening kind of comments that we can make. We discuss this a whole lot more in our book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids, where we walk you stage by stage through kids' faith development and what spiritual food and counsel they need at each stage to really thrive. So that's Discovering God Together, the Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. I would also encourage you to become part of the Catholic Home Community. Download the Catholic HOM app, it stands for Households on Mission, where you can get regular coaching from Lisa and I and our team of pastoral counselors and coaches, and tons of creative resources to make living the faith more practical and even fun. And really get the ongoing support you need to respond to these kinds of questions, know how to support your son, know when to back off. We'll help you through all of that at Catholic HOM. Download the app and become part of the community. You can start running with the suggestions we've made on the show, but I think that this is going to require a little bit more support. And we're here for that if you'd like to take advantage of it. Thanks so much for the question, Dan. If there's more we can do for you, you know where to find us. 877-573-7825. Today's show titled Fumbling Faith. Are you struggling for some reason in your relationship with God or the church? Is someone you care about wrestling with their faith? Let us help. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue after this.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
This program is brought to you in part by the following organization. The Precip app provides rainfall history at specific locations without needing a rain gauge. It uses radar technology to show recent rainfall totals, long-term seasonal trends, and weather information at selected locations. More information can be found at precipapp.com. That's precipapp.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, the show is titled Fumbling Faith. We're talking about struggles in our relationship with God and the church and our spiritual life in general. You know, are you struggling for some reason in your relationship with God? Are you facing stumbling blocks in your spiritual walk? Is someone you care about wrestling with their faith and you're not sure how to support them? Give us a call, 877-573-7825.
I'd even say if you're having trouble trusting God, or deep down, you're pretty mad at him, and you don't know what to do with that, because you're not supposed to be angry with God, because somebody told you you shouldn't be. We're here for wherever you're at with God. If you're wanting a little bit more in from that relationship, give us a call today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
I want to take a minute to just talk about different categories of spiritual struggles. There's a psychologist by the name of Ken Pargament, Dr. Ken Pargament, who has done a lot of research in this area. And there are a lot of studies that actually look at different kinds of spiritual problems. And they break down into two major categories. They're what he calls destination problems, and then there are pathway problems. Best way I can explain it is think of it yourself as an archer. Okay? There's a target that you're shooting at, and then there's the way you shoot at the target. Spiritual problems break down into that. Sometimes we're aiming at the wrong target. For instance, one of the destination problems he talks about is the small God problem. Hmm. So I learn certain things about God, or I learn certain teachings, right, about you know, what God expects from me, how I'm allowed to relate to him, those kinds of things.
And that's not necessarily teachings of the church. It's the stuff that filters down to us from other people's words. Yeah.
And then I run into a situation where it seems like that vision of God doesn't fit. And that's a small God problem. So, for example, you know, I'm angry at God, but I was taught that I shouldn't be, so I don't know what to do with that. And then suddenly God feels distant because I don't know what to do with that anger. That's an example of a small God problem where I'm shooting at the wrong target because my vision of God is too small to hit, in a sense, in that target. Or a pathway problem could be, you know, just the way I'm trying to pray, or the way where, you know, the things that I used to do aren't bearing the fruit that they used to bear. And I think that, well, it's not that there's more that I could do, it's that these tools are now bad. You know, or there are problems, for example, in my spiritual relationships, where somebody who at church, you know, hurt my feelings or hurt me in a more serious way, and that's kind of jeopardized my faith. So, I mean, there are just so many different ways that our faith life can become complicated. But the good news is, when we look at these different categories of spiritual problems, whether they are destination problems or pathway problems, that gives us a way through them. It helps us to understand, hey, well, what's going on here? And what have people who have experienced these kinds of things before done to resolve these kinds of issues? And that's what we want to help you do today on More to Life. The first step is just normalizing the fact that faith struggles are part of the faith journey, that you're not failing as a Christian, or there's not something wrong if you're experiencing doubts or frustrations or angers or anger or disappointments. And that's true for the people that you love, too. But they are challenges that need to be worked through, just like any other relationship challenge. And just like in any other relationship, we can sort of throw our hands up in the air and say, well, I guess this is the way it's going to be. And then it is. Or we can figure out how to work through it. And that's what we want to help you do today on More to Life. 877-573-7825. More to Life continues with your questions coming up after this.
Announcing again our popular St. Paul Mediterranean cruise and pilgrimage, visiting over 10 biblical sites. You'll never read the New Testament the same again after exploring Athens, Ephesus, Corinth, Thessalonica, Philippi, Crete, and the Greek Isles, and much more. Mass at Mary's House. Our luxurious celebrity cruise liner awaits you.
To learn more about your Ave Maria Radio trip, find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
How can we, mere mortals that we are, call God our Father? The Catholic Catechism says we can do this because His Son, who became man, has revealed the Father to us, and because His Spirit makes Him known to us. When we pray to the Father, we are in communion with Him and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We come to know and recognize Him with an ever new sense of wonder. The first phrase of the Our Father is a blessing and adoration before it is a supplication. We can adore the Father because He has caused us to be reborn to His life by adopting us through baptism. He incorporates us into the body of His Christ. The free gift of adoption requires conversion on our part. Praying to Our Father should develop in us two fundamental dispositions. Number one, the desire to become like God by responding to His grace. Number two, a humble and trusting heart. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
The Wisdom of Mother Angelica.
You remember the time I said on the air, go to confession, and when you're done, go out and have a big ice cream soda. Celebrate. And a man wrote to me, he says, you know, I hadn't gone to confession in 30 years. Do you mind if I went and had a pizza? I said, oh, have 20 pizzas.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. When a close friend does something to offend you, do you usually assume they meant to be mean? Or instead, do you assume the offense was unintentional? Well, research finds that happily married couples tend to give each other the benefit of the doubt, an outlook that relationship experts call a positive intention frame, because it involves framing offensive actions in the best possible light. These couples assume that most of their spouse's offensive actions stem from miscommunication or misunderstanding, not from bad intentions. Now, having a positive intention frame doesn't mean excusing offensive behavior. Happy couples address bad behavior directly, but they do it in a way that assumes the best about their spouse and lets them save face. Instead of criticizing their spouse, they might complain about the spouse's behavior. See the difference? Criticisms frame the person as the problem. Complaints frame the behavior as the problem. When a couple consistently adopts this attitude about each other, it makes it easier for them to bring up issues, and more likely that those issues can be resolved with a minimum of drama. Get more tips for nurturing a happy marriage in our book, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage. Or if you'd like more personalized, faith-filled help, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled Fumbling Faith. Are you struggling in your relationship with God or the Church? Dealing with doubts, disappointments, or other frustrations in your spiritual life? 877-573-7825. Again, the number is 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Orlando, who's listening to EWTN Radio on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Orlando. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hey, Dr. Greg. Excellent program. I was. How would I be able to get a copy of this?
You can download the podcast later on today at AveMariaRadio.net or EWTN or wherever you get your podcasts.
It says on our board that you're having some struggles with your marriage of 42 years, that your wife's even filed for divorce.
What's going on, man?
Yes. Even September, it's going to be 43. The last thing you said, I wrote it down. Happily married couples give each other the benefit of the doubt, and they just assume the best. It seems like where I'm at right now, my wife assumes the worst about everything, and three adult children, 42, 41, 35, she kind of poisoned them. None of them are speaking to me, and I'm not able to see my three grandchildren. And
you told our screener you were praying that God would resolve these issues in your marriage, and you're not seeing him kind of showing up, and so that's giving you a little bit of a faith crisis. Is that correct?
I wouldn't. How can I say it? Let me think real quick. I'm faithfully praying. I guess I'm just asking the Lord's will, if we are going to be able to keep our marriage or not, and so that's where I'm at with it right now.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that, all right? Because I think it's a bigger question than that. Because a lot of times we try to put God in a box, right? And we'll say, okay, God, this is what I want, okay, God, what's your will? And then we give him two options. But I think that in a case like this, when you're describing the amount of separation you're experiencing from your wife, from your adult children, marriage isn't just sacred for what it is. It's primarily sacred for what it's supposed to do. The work that it's calling us to do to heal the different broken parts of ourselves, the parts of us that, where sin has affected our ability to love the way God wants us to. And when you're praying for your marriage, I don't want you to just pray that God would save it. I certainly do want you to pray that God would save your relationship. But I want you to start praying, Lord, teach me how to respond to these various problems. Because right now, you're not really owning any of it. In the way you even describe it, you say, my wife has poisoned my adult kids against me. I mean, they're grown-ups. Orlando, you said they're 41 plus years old. They have their own relationship with you and their own experience of you. And I'm sure that your wife maybe talks badly about you behind your back and doesn't help, right? I'm not saying that's not true. But I am saying this is your relationship with your kids. This is your relationship with your wife. And you can adopt a position where you're the victim in all of this, or you can adopt a position where you're saying, God, I don't know how to love my wife, my children, the way you want me to. I've done my best. I've tried hard. Maybe I've not always tried as hard as I should. But now I need you to teach me what to do here. Show me step by step how to heal. Help me be clear about the wounds, about that I'm carrying, the offenses that I've given even when I didn't mean to, and what I need to do to heal the damage that my own actions have caused in my relationship with my children, in my relationship with my wife. Show me how to respond to this. Because I think, when we pray, we need to be humble and willing to learn. When I say humble, I don't mean we need to beat up on ourselves. I mean we need to say that we don't have all the answers and that we're looking for answers. Because if we don't have that humility, We're just sort of saying words at God to make ourselves feel better.
Yeah.
Well, I prayed, you know. But we're not really learning. We're not opening our hearts to being receptive to what God might be asking us to do. So, Orlando, there's a lot of work here that needs to be done, and you are still married, and the grace of your the grace of the sacrament is there to help you do the work. But it's not going to fix itself. And, you know, and it's tempting to kind of fall into a place where we say, well, I'm praying that for God's will, and then whatever happens, we just assume is God's will. That's kind of a lazy way to approach our spiritual life. It's you know, God always wills healing for us and for our relationships, and he always wills that we do the work we need to do to facilitate that healing as best we possibly can.
Yeah, I'm gonna come up with a really lame metaphor for this. I realize it's got problems with it, but just go with it up to the moment of this metaphor. If we go to Mass, right, and we're in right order with God, there's no grave sin upon us, and we sit in the pew, and Father is offering us communion. Everybody else is getting up to go receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And we sit in that pew and we say, well, if God really wants me to receive him, he'll send somebody over with the host. He'll let me know. I'm not going to get up and go in the line. That's just a lot of work. And I'm not really sure, you know, does he love me? Doesn't he? So unless somebody comes up, I'm praying
if it's his will I receive or not.
Yeah. Then if it's God's will that I'm going to receive, then he'll send somebody up to me. We've done a lot of the right things. We're there. We're sacramentally in order, but we're just putting this stumbling block between us and receiving God himself. And we can do that in big and small ways throughout our lives, because either we're too prideful or too afraid or too wounded or whatever that is. But we all do it in some way, shape, or form, even to the point of it being as silly as the kind of thing I'm describing in this metaphor. So really, Orlando, where you're at with this right now is, as Greg said, the grace of your marriage is still there. And you really need to go to God and go to your wife and say...
And your kids.
Yes. And say, what do you need from me to be able to start the healing that needs to happen in me, in these relationships? Because this obviously has wounded everybody. And I don't want to stay here.
Yeah, and I think being able to go to all of them and say, look, I've obviously hurt you in some way. I don't necessarily see it. But I see from your behavior that I've hurt you.
And I didn't mean to, but I don't want these wounds to continue to exist and divide us.
And I want you to know that whenever you're ready to talk to me about it and tell me what you need from me, I'm willing to listen. And whatever they say, Orlando, I want you to not be defensive. I don't want you to defend yourself. I don't want you to explain yourself. I want you to really listen. Because that's the voice of the Holy Spirit talking to you through your wife and your kids, saying to you the things that they really need to see from you, to trust you again, to open their hearts to you, to heal the damage that sin has done to your relationships. You know, so I commend you for keeping up your prayer life, but I want to challenge you to take it deeper and really open your heart to what God is actually saying to you, and not just saying, okay, God save my relationship, and if you don't save it, well, then I guess it's your will that it's not saved.
I truly am going to jump on this, because as soon as you said that, Greg, it hit me like a ton of bricks. You have kept up your prayer life, Orlando. That is commendable. You listening to this show today is God's answer to that prayer. If you are saying, God, I want you to resolve this, I want you to fix this, he just said, by sticking you on this show, there's a zillion things you could be doing right now, but you are listening to this show, and he gave you, the Holy Spirit gave you the idea to call in with this today. You did not sit on your hands and say, oh, well, maybe I'll hear something. You know that there's something God's trying to tell you. And I'm telling you, I believe with all my heart that he is telling you the answer to all that prayer you've been doing right now.
And the main answer is you need to stop looking at what everybody else is doing and start looking at yourself. Because you started this by saying, you know, oh, well, you said in that break that happy couples, you know, give each other the benefit of the doubt. And my wife doesn't. And then, and my wife poisoned the kids. And my kids don't want to have anything to do with me. It was never Orlando saying, you know, I didn't mean to, but I really pushed my wife away. I don't really see how, but I somehow I've really hurt my kids, and they don't want to see me anymore.
And that doesn't mean they all haven't done something to hurt you. But the first step to fixing this is saying, I get it. This has gone too far. I don't want to be in this destructive relationship with the rest of you. I want to heal whatever I've set up over the last 42 years, whatever's gone down between us. I need you to tell me what I need to do. So you're taking all of the, like, blame off of them for now, even though they'll probably have to work on themselves too. What do you need from me to start to turn this around so we can heal our relationship?
I believe that with all my heart that is what God is asking you to do right now.
Yeah.
All right. And he can lead you the rest of the way. And there are lots of other resources you can turn to. I mean, our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love, would be a great resource for you. I also think that you could benefit from the work at CatholicCounselors.com if you'd like more personalized, faithful assistance in working through all of this.
Well, and also somebody to walk alongside of you so that you can start forming those new patterns, right? Just like if you go to a gym and you don't know how to use any of the equipment, but you really need to get in shape because you know you're not really healthy, but you try it on your own, it's going to hurt, it's going to be confusing, you're not as likely to follow through or really know what to do to get effectively to where you need to be health-wise. CatholicCounselors.com or a good marriage-friendly therapist can really help you start to change this
even if you're
with much more effective.
Even if you're the only one working on it. Somebody's got to start the project. It might as well be you. So, Orlando, I want to thank you for having the courage to call in. I want to thank you for being willing to hear what we had to say, even though I'm sure it was hard. I want you to really sit with it and pray on it. But I'd want to challenge you to, yes, keep up your spiritual life and keep up your prayer, but go deeper and open your heart to what God is asking you to change in yourself and what he's asking you to heal in your own heart and in the way you've related to your spouse, to your wife, and to your kids, so that you can begin to take charge of the healing process instead of waiting around for everybody else to come around to you. Thanks for the call. And if you'd like to get more support, CatholicCounselors.com, or also our book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. We're taking your calls, listeners, today on More to Life, the show titled Fumbling Faith, as we talk about our struggles in our spiritual relationship with God, with the church, with our faith walk, or when somebody we care about is wrestling with their faith and we're not sure how to support them, whether that's our teen or adult kid, a spouse, anybody else that we care about. 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, Mark chapter 9, verse 24.
Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief.
And the Lord was really moved by that prayer. And it's the most honest prayer probably, yeah, you know, in scripture. And it models how God doesn't just want us to approach him with flowery words and, you know, perfect diction and
right, and
grammar.
He's not waiting for us to be perfect before we can approach him. You know, it is why Jesus went to every wounded person we see in scripture, so that he can let us all know, you don't have to do all the work before you can come to me. I'm here to heal you. I'm here to help you. I want to respond to you. I want you to let me love you.
So, wherever you are, you know, if it's, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Or, Lord, I'm angry. Help my anger. Lord, I'm disappointed. Help my disappointment. Lord,
I can't see you. Give me the eyes to see.
Lord, I'm a mess. Help me clean up this mess. Whatever it is, be honest and approach him humbly with a desire to learn what to do next. With that, we're taking your calls on our show titled Fumbling Faith, 877-573-7825. If you or someone you care about is struggling in your spiritual walk, let's talk it out and find grace-filled ways to get back on track. More to Life will continue with your questions coming up after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
That They May Be One, a docudrama featuring Cardinal Renero Cantalamessa, Dr. Mary Healy, and Francis Chen, exploring how the Holy Spirit has been working across generations and denominations to answer the prayer of Jesus.
Church is meant to look like the Church of the Acts of the Apostles. And if you read Acts, you see just how far we are.
In theaters May 19th and 20th. More information at thatthaymaybeonefilm.com.
The following program is brought to you in part by MyCatholicWill.com. Surveys show that more than half of Americans do not have a will. At MyCatholicWill.com, it takes as little as 15 minutes to write your will and secure a legacy of faith. MyCatholicWill.com is the exclusive online destination for creating a Catholic will. The process of writing a will is simple and now more accessible than ever. MyCatholicWill.com, a legacy of faith for those you love.
Corda offers Catholic candles that translate the lives of the saints into scents. There are candles for the Holy Family, St. Michael the Archangel, St. Therese of Lisieux, Padre Pio, and more. And they come boxed with the story behind the scent. Corda is a Catholic small business run by a husband and wife team, and each coconut wax candle is handcrafted. More information can be found at cordacandles.com. That's CORDA candles.com.
Want more tips for living an abundant life through the theology of the body? Follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Instagram at Catholic Counselors.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Fumbling Faith, as we talk about spiritual struggles in our relationship with God, with the church, our own spiritual walk, or how do we support the people we care about who are wrestling with their own faith? 877-573-7825.
Before we take our next question, we want to send out great, great prayers and congratulations to our EWTN affiliate, who also needs to hear from you next week. Oklahoma Catholic Radio, with 15 stations across the state of Oklahoma, is kicking off their Spring Pledge Drive next Tuesday.
Remember, no matter where you are, make sure that you are supporting your local Catholic radio station, especially if you are in the Oklahoma Catholic Radio listening area. You're supporting that great work. And wherever you're tuning in, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN radio station. Let's keep EWTN on the air for decades to come so we can keep supporting you and your loved ones in living a more faithful and abundant life.
We want to be sending out prayers to the Fennell family as they continue to grow Oklahoma Catholic Radio and all our affiliates. We have been so blessed to see that your prayers and your dollars are what makes Catholic Radio grow. Stations start with one or two, and they get up to 15 or more, the way the Fennells have. So please remember that you matter to your Catholic radio station. Remember to support them.
Amen. With that, we have our next question. Lisa, who's up?
We do. This is from Monica, who's listening in Pittsburgh. And she said, I've been a Catholic my whole life, and for most of it, my faith was the center of everything. But about a year ago, my husband was diagnosed with a rare autoimmune disease, and watching him suffer has done something to my prayer life that I can't undo. I still go to Mass, I still say the rosary, but when I'm praying, there's this wall between me and God that wasn't there before. I'm not angry exactly. It's more like I'm numb. I keep waiting for the feeling to come back, the sense that someone is listening, but it hasn't. I've talked to my priest, and he's kind, but his answers feel like they're coming from a textbook. I don't want a theological explanation of suffering. I want to feel like God is still in the room. How do I get that back when everything in me feels shut down? That's Monica, listening in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Monica, thank you so much for your question, and I'm so sorry that you're going through this. I'm sorry for your husband's suffering. I'm sorry for the pain that you must feel watching this person that you love so much going through all of this. I'm sorry for your own pain. And I want to be clear up front that, nothing I'm going to say is going to make it all go away or make it all make sense. And so I want to address that up front because I don't want you to feel like, you know, somehow I was supposed to say something that would clear up all the frustration. But I do want to give you some things that I think will really help. First of all, I love what you said, that you don't want a theological explanation for suffering. You want to feel like God's still in the room. So let's talk about that. You know, the church says that suffering is a mystery, which, when you, on the face of it, seems like a cop-out.
Yeah, it really does. And it can really make those of us who are suffering kind of angry.
It superficially, it seems like the church said, well, I don't know. It's just a mystery.
We don't know. Just tough it through.
But that's not what it means at all. When the church uses the word mystery, it means it kind of in a technical way, which means something to reflect on and to pray about. It is not something that remains mysterious. It is something that God reveals to us personally as we reflect on our own struggle. So there are answers, but they come from continuing to persevere in prayer and knowing how to look. So, which leads to the second thing. How do we find God in suffering? Well, you know, you're sharing here that you've tended to know that God was there because you felt him. But you're feeling a lot of things right now. You're feeling scared about your husband's diagnosis. You're feeling sad as you're watching him decline. You're feeling angry about I can't even begin to tell you all the feelings you're having. And when somebody tells me that they feel numb, I don't know if you ever did this or ever heard about it, but like in grade school, there's a science project where you put all the colors of the rainbow on a paper plate, and then you stick it on a pencil and you spin it really fast, mm-hmm. right? And what happens is that you don't see the colors on the paper plate anymore. You see white, because all the colors of the rainbow, when they spin really fast, make white. Well, numb isn't the absence of feelings, it's the presence of all the feelings.
Yeah, it's just that overwhelming, they're all there and you cannot discern them, you cannot start to pick them apart so that you can deal with them in an orderly way.
So you can't feel God right now because you're feeling everything. It's all just too much. And he's in there, but you can't feel it because all the other feelings are screaming too. So how do you know he's still there? Well, the reality is, and we tend to think, well, I prayed about this, or I did this spiritual practice, I prayed the rosary, I went to Mass. We don't do any of those things on our own. Because let's face it, especially when you're going through a hard time, who the heck wants to go to church? Who wants to pray? Who wants to... I just want to go hide in a hole.
Yeah, truly. Truly.
Right? If there's any part of you that says, I should pray right now, or I'm going to get up and go to Mass, I'm going to talk to God about this, that is the Holy Spirit in you already,
right,
saying,
that's
Monica, 100%. I am here for you. I am with you. Let's work this out together. And I'll go at your pace. Whatever you can handle, you know, I will accept, but let's do this together. So that's the basic of it, right? Any inkling you have at all to pray, to go to church, to talk to God about this, that's not you. That's the Holy Spirit with you. Even though you don't feel him, he's there, and you can sense him through that impetus you have, that inkling, that whatever, that impulse you have to engage in those spiritual practices. Second thing, how do we find God in suffering? Well, we find God in suffering in the knowledge that, in the feeling that there should be more than this, that this is wrong, this is not what we were meant for, that I should be able to make something out of this, or that there should be an answer to this. Because the natural human response to suffering is just to sort of throw our hands up in the air and lie down and just let it happen, because what else can we do?
Yeah.
If there's any part of you that wants to fight against this, that feels like there should be more than this, that this isn't right, that is the voice of the Holy Spirit in you saying, there is more, and I want to help you get there. Okay, because again, that's not a natural human response to suffering. So everything you're saying in this email is an indication that God is there with you, and he wants to walk through this with you, and that there are answers, but you're going to have to find them by continuing to go and saying, Lord, teach me how to respond to this in a way that helps me be my best self, that helps support my husband in being his best self through this, that helps us draw closer to each other and you through this. Because those are the things that enable us to find where God is in the middle of our struggle. You know, not just take this away. Of course you should pray that. Of course you should. But while you're going through it, Lord, show me how I can respond to all of this in a way that lets me be my best self in a way that supports my husband in being his best self, in a way that helps us draw closer to each other and you through all of this. Because, of course, what's the natural thing to do in suffering is to withdraw, to hide out, to want to go take care of myself. The more you can keep praying that prayer and responding to the senses you get in that prayer and trusting that that's the Holy Spirit guiding you toward the answers, the more you'll be able to find those answers. The more, that's how we reflect on the quote-unquote mystery of evil in our own lives and find the answers to that mystery. I told you at the beginning of this that whatever I said was not going to make all the frustration go away. You still got a big job in front of you, and I'm sorry, I wish I could take all that pain away, but that is the way forward, and this is how you find God in the middle of the pain. And if there's more that we can do to walk with you through this or support you through it, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, because we'd love to be able to support you as you and your husband walk through this dark valley. Thank you so much for the question. And it goes for you listeners as well. If you are looking for ways to resolve those struggles in your relationship with God, with the church, if you are struggling to support someone you love or care about in their own faith struggles, reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. Let us help you find faith-filled ways to let your faith flourish and transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the process. CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. And remember, with God's grace, there's so much more to life.
CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.